preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Engineer, am I on? Okay, all right, folks. Sorry, I was just waiting to see whether I was live. This is your host, James Kelso, live. And once more, proving how exciting live is as we patch together a connection here to begin the show on a momentous evening, which is September 22nd, 2017. Donald Trump is on the podium right now live in Huntsville, Alabama, and I'm going to get that to you in a moment. But there was a slip between the cup and the lip here doing that just a moment ago, and so I'm working that out here on my screen. I don't know, engineer, have I got George or Paul with us?
You've got me.
Paul, is that you?
That's me, yes. You're coming through, okay. As if you're underwater.
Underwater? Well, I'm on my cell phone, which is pretty darn close to being underwater.
Okay.
But can you hear me? Can you?
I'm in the mountains. It might be at my end. I just wanted to give you an alert, though.
Okay. Yeah. The.
Okay.
All right. Well, we let's see what I've got here in the. While I put this connection together here, I've got all the little ducks lined up in a row except for one, and that's on one particular computer that, let me get this sorted out here, and it's just my audio to RBN on that one computer. So I'll see if I can't get that straightened out here in a moment. Engineer, what would you suggest to me to reestablish my audio with you on the main computer? Should I let you call me on that computer? Just answer on Skype? Okay, yeah, so you can call me on Skype now, I believe, and we'll see if the connection's good. This is a, you know, Skype is a little bit moody, folks, and it's wonderful. It works for us very well, but it can do... It's a little bit odd in its behavior. Let me just see here. Let me just see whether... Can you hear me on Skype, engineer? Nope. Yeah, nope. The Skype is telling me it doesn't hear me. It can't access my sound card in this machine. Well, let's go. Let's start with what we've got here, then, this way. This has happened before, and I'll sort through it. We may have to get to a break in order to do it. Anyway, folks, Donald Trump is on the air right now in Huntsville, Alabama, and I'll give you the scorecard here. It's so far. It's a very awkward performance for this great man, and he did, as I've explained it, he was on the hook to do this appearance, this endorsement for Luther Strange, and so he's doing what he obligated himself to do. And the crowd, it's a very flat crowd. They're in the Von Braun Center, which is a big crowd. And they are, you can tell, there's lots of Roy Moore people in that crowd. And the patriots in Alabama are voting for Roy Moore. They're not voting for Luther Strange. And you have to cross their fingers a little bit, but it definitely appears Roy Moore is going to beat Luther Strange on this coming Tuesday, and then all of this will be past us, and the awkwardness of tonight will be, I think, Paul, you can score it up as something good that happened for Donald Trump, because this is the first time he's been in front of a crowd like this where the crowd was not with him. It's a new experience for him.
Well, one of his rallies, yeah. This is
He needed this experience. He needed to know. And this is what Sarah Palin said last night in her brilliant, brilliant presentation in Montgomery, Alabama, right after Sebastian Gorka made a brilliant presentation. But Sarah Palin had this speech of the month, just a speech for the ages last night. And Donald Trump is seeing her point right now in front of him. The Trump movement, which Donald Trump created and for which he will always be credited and praised, is bigger than Donald Trump himself. He's now seeing this right in front of him. And that is that this crowd is not with him on, you know, he's going through a perfunctory pro forma endorsement of Luther Strange, saying, you know, just kind of random and unimportant things about Luther Strange. You know, he was an Eagle Scout, you know, yawn, and, you know, something else. And then he's rambling around trying to get traction with the crowd. And I'm sure he's realized that he can't. There's nothing. He's talked about God. He's talked about the flag. He's talked about walking out of it. If you're in an NFL football game and, one of these clowns takes a knee rather than listen to the anthem, walk out of the stadium. You know, the crowd likes that idea. But he's tried this, he's tried that. Nothing has set the crowd on fire. Because what they're telling our president, our very great president, is that, sir, you've created a movement. We are that movement. And we know where we're going. And we're now, you have unleashed a force that you've uncorked a genie that will not go back in the bottle. Not that Donald Trump would want to put it back in the bottle. But I think he's seeing what Chief Justice Roy Moore said last night, and was just an amazing moment in the debate with Luther Strange. He said, Donald Trump, let me try to remember the exact words, he said, it's being cut off, Paul. He said he's being cut off by people surrounding him, cut off from the Patriot cause, cut off from his own movement, by people all around him who oppose him, who don't share his views. Like, you know, Gary Cohn as an economic advisor. Gary Cohn is a liberal Democrat and a Hillary supporter. You know, please, Gary, you know, find another job. And he's not. He's cutting Donald Trump off. So the Roy Moore and all these people today and yesterday endorsing Roy Moore, like Congressman Steve King of Iowa, endorsed, wonderful, glowing endorsement of Roy Moore, saying we need Senator Roy Moore in the Senate to do just what he's doing, what he did yesterday, which is telling people, hey, the president's being cut off. And the former Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, same thing, glowing endorsement. Roy Moore has a list of endorsements now, as long as your arm. The Patriots are lining up to endorse Roy Moore. Luther Strange, nothing. He doesn't have any. His only endorsements are people like Mitch McConnell and other swamp creatures. So, Paul, this is great. Last night, in the debate with Roy Moore, somebody counted the instances of Luther Strange saying, Donald Trump endorses me. He said it 28 times, Paul.
Wow.
28 times in a one-hour debate. So he had 30 minutes to speak, which means that every 60 seconds, Luther Strange told the audience, Donald Trump is for me. So that was a laugher. And by the end of the debate, that was, in fact, people were, you know, inwardly laughing at that nonsense. But this is a good, now we don't know, it's going on right now. I wish I could turn the audio up and we could hear it. Let me think if there's a way that I can do that. I can, actually. This is not going to be good audio, but let's just see what happens here.
In some cases, they can have a simple procedure. They can have a simple prescription, and it takes 11 or 12 days to get offline to see the doctor. By the time they get to the doctor, the terminal. So I said, without knowing much, but having a lot of common sense and very good up here, always. But I said, you know, like you people, I said, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, now, you listen to what he's doing. Could you hear that, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, that was Donald Trump talking about Obamacare. And notice the crowd, very quiet, and he's making a point, one of his obvious and good points about how we can more efficiently deliver medical care in America. But he's not talking about Luther Strange. He's really looking, he's casting around for something to talk about to catch fire in the crowd, and nothing's catching fire. He's got this huge crowd in front of him that's basically silent. This is an awkward and needed experience.
Yeah,
for
this
Trump.
May be important humbling, but it's important.
Yes, it is. He's not, you know, it's not a humiliation or, you know, it's not something that's hurting him. It is educating him that this crowd right now is acting the way most crowds normally react to just about any boring speaker. couple people hooting and hollering, a couple people clapping. But a Donald Trump crowd, the one she has had now, he's like, well, I'll tell you what, this is like, I don't know what, my metaphors, my analogies break down, but this is like somebody who every time he's come up to the plate has kissed the ball right over the center field fence, just home run after home run after home run.
And now he's whacking it at air.
Yeah, now he can't hit the ball. You know, now he's, it's as if he, you got, who was that great fastball pitcher, Nolan Ryan. It's as if he's facing Nolan Ryan for the first time and he can't even see the ball. So he needed this experience so that he can realize that what he's created is magnificent. It's wonderful. But, and, you know, bless his heart, it isn't him. The movement is not Donald Trump. The movement is this great and wonderful family, Paul. It's what we've been talking about on this show, is that European Americans come together as a family, do something together as a family, which is what we did when we elected this man who was our best shot, as Jared Taylor says. He's the best shot we've ever had. So we came together as a family. We elected him our president. But and it would be easy. It's understandable for him to, I mean, again, I may be not getting it exactly right here. I'm trying to read his mind. But maybe somewhere along the way, and Rand Paul alluded to this, Rand Paul said, hey, maybe we've got a case of Potomac fever here. He was worrying about Donald Trump in his DACA tweet, where he said, who wants to send these people back? They're good people. You know, and of course the answer is that we all want to send them back. But but Rand Paul was worried. He said, well, maybe, he said, you know, as I've come to Washington, I see that one of the, and I'm a doctor, a medical doctor, one of the things I see that happens routinely here is that you get a case of Potomac fever. And Potomac fever is where the people who get here to Washington, they get carried away with their own power or with the, you know, the sweep and the grandeur of the place, where the position they're in, and they forget how they got there, and they forget that they're answerable to the people. So Rand Paul said to Laura Ingram, maybe I should take our president's temperature and just check to see if he's got Potomac fever.
Yeah, I hate to think that's the explanation, because he is an outsider and he's a very smart man. And it may be being isolated, but that too, you know, I mean, he comes from a business background where he wants to be on top of that. He doesn't want to be surrounded by yes men and psychophants who just tell you what you want to hear or try to manipulate you, because he will have dealt with all sorts of people like that over the years. And I don't know. I don't have a glib explanation. Maybe it is Potomac fever, but I hope he sees from the reaction tonight that this is not the way to go. I mean, he needs his base.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
In 2020, he's not going to replace the populist base with John McCain, liberals. Are neocons. There's not enough of them to win. And the hard left is going to go for whomever the Democrats nominate. So he needs the populists.
Yeah, let's go back. Let's listen to him trying here to catch fire with the audience. I'm sure it's not going to work. Hang on. Here we go.
Read it, what we can do, so that we can do what we have to do to have a safe country. So I want to thank you, Huntsville, because you're a big part of it.
Perfunctory applause there. There's no roar there, Paul.
We've just brought back the National Space Council to restore America's legacy of leadership in space. Leads to so many things. The council will be chaired by Vice President Pence, who's visiting your NASA facility in Huntsville on Monday to get you out to live. That's why. get you out.
Now, see there, I don't know if you can hear it, Paul. I apologize. This is very mediocre audio, folks, because I'm on my cell phone. I'm just holding my cell phone up to my very good speakers. And that was Donald Trump there, you know, trying, you know, really desperate right there. He's trying to get a Huntsville, Alabama crowd to cheer about bringing a new space council to Huntsville, Alabama. Now, that's money in their pockets right there in Huntsville.
And, normally that should sell.
Yeah, that should sell. I mean, so he's, you know, he's really looking, hoping, trying, and I'm going to guess what's going to happen when he gets back on the plane, which I think he's probably very eager to do right now. He's going to get on the plane. He's going to be pretty glum. He's going to sit down in the plane, and he's going to say, bring my top staff in here.
I hope the sequel after a good lecture is, you're fired.
Yeah. He's going to say, okay, which one of you is the genius who didn't tell me what I was walking into here? You know, which one of you, I walked out to a crowd there that was not happy with what I was saying, that wasn't cheering. They don't want Luther Strange. And see, somebody in that staff, again, I'm looking for the bright side here, Paul. Somebody on that staff, and somebody like Mitch McConnell also in the Senate, in the swamp leadership, has assured Donald Trump that Luther Strange is popular, and he's just so close to winning, so close. Mr. President, if you go down there, you'll clinch the deal. He's in like Flynn if you can give an endorsement down there. And he's going to guess, which one of you SOBs lied to me about this? That audience wasn't with me. They're not with Luther Strange. They're with Roy Moore. You embarrassed me. You made me look like a clown. And so this is another good thing about this, Paul, is that he's going to realize, he's going to say, look, Roy Moore is right. You have cut me off. And so Paul, this is what we all, you know, earnestly pray for, is that you're right, he'll start firing some people. And he'll go back to what he had when his own personal bodyguard and right-hand man, Keith Schiller, before he got fired, and I've said, there's no way that Donald Trump fired him. He's been with Donald Trump for 20 years, I think.
But, you know, I have to come back at you, James. Who would have the power to fire him?
Yeah, you're right on, Paul. Right on.
If he divorces Melania tomorrow, this is totally a hypothetical. You can't say, oh, well, somebody made him do it. No, I mean, you make a decision like that. You fire your bodyguard of many years. The devil didn't make you do it.
Yeah. Somebody's got power. That's right. Somebody has some real power.
Somebody is filling his head with garbage.
Yeah. Well, but this is his personal friend. So, yeah, I mean, I think power is being exerted on Donald Trump. Now, I've gone to a very dark hypothesis in an earlier show where I said it is possible there is some blackmail or leverage or arm twisting of some sort being exerted on Donald Trump. We have to allow for that possibility. Another thing that looks very clear is that there are people around him, swamp creatures, who desperately desire power and who already have a lot of power. And they're asserting that power and pushing themselves closer to Donald Trump. The engineer was mentioning that we have a caller. Let's do that. Let's, in spite of the makeshift connection here, let's give it a try with the help of the brilliant engineers in Austin, Texas at RBN. Joe in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hi, James, and hi, Paul. Can you hear me?
Hear you perfectly, Joe.
Oh, you can hear me okay?
Perfectly.
Oh, good. Okay, I just wanted, you know, I've been going back and forth between Fox and that other station called One on America, OAN News, and they're carrying the whole thing live. And
yes,
I have been pretty good about watching a lot of Trump speeches, and this is the most lackluster one I've ever seen. You know how you have his crowds waving those big placards up above their heads? You don't see any of that. You see a lot of the crowd getting up and walking to the back and walking around, probably looking for refreshments or something.
That's not good.
He is going through, Trump is going through a litany of all his accomplishments he's done and what he plans to do. He just got done mentioning about, bringing the aerospace program back into Huntsville. And he gets this real mediocre clapping. I mean, I can't believe, this is everything you said, Jamie. But I think, and today it was interesting. I came home from work early and I put on Fox, and they basically were trying to figure out what was going on with Trump, and they were talking to Sarah Palin, and it's almost as if they listened to your program last night. but they wanted to sell the point that Donald Trump is pushing for this particular person, and this is who he wants, and and it's like you said, I think he's playing the part of a double agent. You know, he made that promise, like you said. I mean, no one got it. Nobody on Brett Baer or anybody that came on Fox or any other stations could figure out what you had said last night about the deal that he probably made with McConnell. But they were just scratching their heads trying to figure this thing out. But that it was staring them in their face. And something that you had said, too, they had Gorka on, and they tried to say that, well, and one of the women, I forgot what her name was, she said, well, you were fired. He goes, I was, and he got really angry. It's incredible.
Right.
If you can find it, he became really angry. He said, I was not fired. He said, I resigned. And he went on for a few minutes and made sure she really backed off after that, because I'd never seen him get that forceful on his interviews.
Yeah. Well, that goes back to, remember, Luther Strange in the debate with Judge Roy Moore really stepped in a bear trap when he said, Roy Moore said, Donald Trump is being cut off. That was his verb, cut off from us, from the Patriots, by the swamp people. He didn't say the swamp people, but by people who don't support him, people who don't agree with him at all. You know, Jared Kushner comes to mind, Gary Cohn comes to mind, a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then Luther Strange said, and this goes back to that Bannon, the lie that Bannon and Gorka were fired, summarily fired. Then Luther Strange repeated that, and he said, to Roy Moore, you're starting to sound like the unemployment line at the White House.
Huh.
They're all fired. So Luther Strange was being condescending. He was being insulting. He was sounding like Wolf Blitzer.
Oh.
And
Wolf Blitzer, that's right.
Yeah, and so that was a bad moment for Luther Strange, and there are other people. There are editorialists all over Alabama, newspaper, heads of newspapers and so on, who said, they've said, hey, Mr. President, we love you, but don't come here and tell Alabamians how to vote. We've got a break coming up, folks. Let's struggle through this, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay with us, Jill.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is,
we're back, folks,
hitting roadblocks on a highway.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon. You are a phenomenal audience. And the live coverage of Donald Trump's appearance in Huntsville just ended this second on Right Side Broadcasting. Very unusual for Right Side, which is very, very committed. Right Side's a great network committed to Donald Trump. And Paul, talk about things that we haven't seen. Right Side has no pre- or post-coverage of the event. For the first time, they didn't let their camera pull back and show you the crowd. So Right Side is embarrassed itself by this. They don't know what to do because they don't want to make Donald Trump angry. They depend on Donald Trump for their very existence. And so they're kind of minimized, but not kind of. By their coverage here, they just clicked off. The signal's gone, so we're not seeing the... The event's still going on there in Huntsville, but Right Side, which normally broadcasts the whole thing, speakers before Donald Trump, speakers after, the crowd after the event, they're not doing that at all. They just gave a pro forma, limited headshot coverage of Donald Trump. And so they're like Donald Trump. They want to get back on the plane right now, get out of there. Because this was an embarrassment for Donald Trump. And I'll say, folks, Paul, I'm, you know, what do they say? Lemonade from lemons. This lemon is an important one. It's a good one for Donald Trump. As I mentioned, he's going to say when he gets back on the plane, bring my staff in here. He's not going to wait even to get back to Washington. He's going to be so upset. He's going to say, you guys, you know, you guys didn't know this was going to happen? You knew this was going to happen to me. You lied to me. You told me Luther was really popular in Alabama. You told me I'd have a roaring crowd. This is the first dead crowd I've ever had. And it is.
I've got to ask here. Is he not in touch with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who knows Alabama politics?
That's a good question.
Maybe he's not relying on the best information. Hopefully, if it is what we fear, this will be a really important learning experience. This isn't working. The people who are whispering sweet nothings in his ear do not have his interests at heart.
Yes. Yes. And exactly. And the Paul, you're a student of history. This is legendary in history, is that when you have the kind of power that Donald Trump has, or that, you know, any great historical figure, the communication can become very warped. People can become very fearful of telling you what's really going on. People can also become the lying can really reach epic proportions. And as in the case, you know, the little boy and the emperor who had no clothes, you know, the emperor's, yeah, you know, stark naked with his butt hanging out there on the float going in front of the people in his birthday suit, and he actually thinks he's well attired because his staff is telling him he looks great. So that was such a moment here for Donald Trump, and the little boy screaming out, "The emperor has no clothes." It's that silent crowd tonight, Paul. That's out. Go ahead. Yes, Joe, go ahead.
First time I've never seen a crowd. There was nobody standing behind Donald Trump. This is the first speech I've seen where there is nobody behind them except just an American flag. And the camera only panned the audience a couple of times. And like I said, when it did, it was a very lackluster crowd. But very, very interesting. Very interesting what you said. And pretty much when he finished, he finished as he usually does with, you know, "Make America Great Again," "We'll make America proud again." And then that's the only time the crowd really erupted and gave him a standing ovation. But other than that, every time he mentioned other things, no clapping or whatever.
Yeah, but folks, Donald Trump just did the usual waving to the crowd around the arena, and, you know, and they're playing the his theme music in the background there in the arena. And and then he gets out of there. So this is how we'll hear it tomorrow. And of course, the whole thing will be this will be a continuing lesson for Donald Trump. He's not going to forget this, that he was, I like the way you say it, Paul, he was ill-served by the toadies and the careerists and the wannabes and the swamp creatures who are all around him, a new environment for him, something he never saw in the business world. This new environment, and finally, here's the outcome to be hoped for. Finally, Donald Trump will say, "You know what? Who could have told me the truth about what was going on here? Ann Coulter could have told me. Sarah Palin, well, she was trying to tell you. Sean Hannity was trying to tell you. Said, well, you know what? I better start listening to these people, and I better start listening to my own movement. And I better find a better, that's a little bit, I'm being a little too harsh there. I better get these swamp creatures that are all around me, I better push them away. so that I can actually get in touch with my own movement, which I created, and be the engineer on this train that I put on the tracks. And so this is Paul, it's very good to get this happening now, get it happening early. This is a special election, folks, which will take place on December 12th, will be the actual final election at which Roy Moore will become a U.S. Senator. You know, I'm speaking, you know, somewhat hopefully, but I think it'll happen. But Tuesday will be the actual primary election, the final runoff primary election, in which Roy Moore will beat Luther Strange. And then it looks like a pretty much a sure thing. Once Roy Moore gets that nomination, he will then go on to beat the Democrat. But now, Moore, get ready. Karnak predicts right here, Karnak Kelso predicts, when Roy Moore gets the nomination on Tuesday, watch the Never Trump dark money, is what they call it, the Never Trump dark money try to sabotage Roy Moore in the December 12th election and actually try to this is Republican now, Republican dark money trying to defeat Roy Moore. Millions of dollars. And this is a first. And it's already going on. Mitch McConnell, there's one outfit of dark money. And what is dark money? Dark money is money which is a PAC, a political action committee, which by the laws of the United States is not obligated to reveal its donors. And I don't have a problem with that. That's fine. But millions of dollars. There's one PAC, which is a Republican PAC, which people believe has donated $8 million to defeating Roy Moore in this election already. $8 million worth of Republican money used to lie about Roy Moore and sabotage his campaign. And guess what, folks? It has not worked because the Alabamians they've caught on. They're being hosed, and they don't like to be hosed. They've been hosed by the federal government many times in their history. And so they've been through this drill before. And so they're uniting in Alabama around Roy Moore. They're not rejecting Donald Trump at all. They love him. But the watch for this. You're hearing this. I haven't heard anybody else in the media predicting this. You heard it right here. After Roy Moore wins on Tuesday, there's how much? There's September, October, November, December, like 2.5 months of campaigning time. In those 75 days, watch the Never Trump money coming in, actually trying to defeat the Republican Roy Moore, and which is what McConnell's doing already. So, and then watch Roy Moore. The Representative Steve King of Iowa has said it. Mark Meadows, who is the head of the Republican Freedom Caucus in the House. These are good guys. These guys, like about 30 of them, real patriots, they are saying, we need Judge Moore. Roy Moore is a really fantastic leader, West Point man, military veteran, combat veteran, been a chief justice of a Supreme Court in Alabama, tremendously distinguished career, and this is what Sarah Palin said last night. They said, these people are terrified of Roy Moore because they know he's one of us. He's one of us, and they can't buy him, they can't scare him, they can't intimidate him. He is going to come to Washington to drain the swamp. So he's going to be able to swing hard. He's going to be able to hit those Nolan Ryan pitches, Paul.
That's right, and it's extremely important for Donald Trump to have people like that. He needs somebody like Roy Moore or like Jeff Sessions in the Senate, not some neocon or country club cuck.
Yes, Yeah, and that's a lesson. I mean, it's hard for us folks. You know, none of us are billionaires. None of us built, you know, 100-story buildings and so on. None of us own, you know, a dozen golf courses. So it's hard for us to imagine the world in which Donald Trump lives. But it is, I think it's very easy to imagine that he could get out of touch. He could get slightly out of touch in that environment. And the so, you know, this is very profitable because this is the people right there in front of him. And Joe, I want to come back to your impressions here because you're our man on the scene. You're our reporter here on this event tonight. Now, I don't know if engineer did our caller. Well, I don't know if our Huntsville man is called in yet. He was at the rally, and it would be wonderful to hear from him. Engineer, do you remember the Huntsville, Alabama caller's name? Rich. I think it's Rich. Rich in Huntsville. And I'll bet you he's scrambling to get on his cell phone right now to give us a report from Huntsville. But we'll probably hear it Sunday. In our three-hour show on Sunday, we'll get a report from Rich in Huntsville. So, Joe in Indiana, we can actually hear from somebody who's in that crowd, and this is going to be priceless, you know, to hear what the scuttlebutt was in and among the crowd. You know, what were the people saying, and how many people had Roy Moore hats on, and, you know, were kind of like, you know, muttering under their breath. So, it's going to be, I can't wait till that Sunday show. And, but Joe, you could see it on the YouTube video, I guess you were watching. I could see it. It was flat. And yeah, let me see if I've got some more. They may have they may have it back up here. Let me just see if they may already have the tape coverage back up. And in which case we can get some more audio from Donald Trump. Let's see. I don't know whether they have it up or not. I think you do. Here it is. Here's the event.
The fastest growing state anywhere in the world this week. But it was, you really did. You did a great job. And your governor's doing a great job, too, by the way. When one part of America hurts, we all hurt.
So you can see it right there. You know, that crowd reaction, you heard about half a dozen people kind of respond. Donald Trump's not used to that. Let's see who introduces him here as he steps onto the stage. There may be nobody here. These are Secret Service guys at the microphone. And I'll fast forward here. This is a new kind of event. And he does not want to repeat this. Okay, what was that? What was that right here? Who is that? That's a Secret Service woman setting up the microphone. And just security people. You're Joe, you're right. Nothing behind him, no dignitaries, no, you know, angel moms, no police departments, no sheriffs. Okay. All right, there it is. And Joe? Are you there, Joe? Okay, we lost Joe, and we're almost out of time here. We got a little more time. Let's see if I can get this. Okay, now here's Luther Strange. Listen to this. This is Luther Strange tonight. I didn't realize he had talked. Here he comes. Here's the dope himself.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much. Hold on just a second.
Oh, no, he's putting a Make America Great Again hat on. What a clown.
For our president tonight, thank you so much for being here. This is an exciting night, maybe the biggest political rally for a senator in our state's history. You're making it possible. Thank you so much.
Perfunctory.
I'm so honored that my friend, President Trump, has taken the time to come to the great city of Huntsville tonight to campaign for me. In my short time in Washington, I've just been there a few months less than the president, we have worked together.
Oh, boy. He's just toadying there, Paul.
Yep.
And the crowd, you just a few people, a few whistles, a few claps. That's it. So Luther Strange is striking out. So you heard Luther Strange, folks, getting the same cold shoulder response from that crowd. And that crowd, remember we talked about it on the show, I hope some of you that went to the event tonight might have got your tickets through our encouragement here on the show. We've got our last break coming up here. I apologize for the awkwardness of the audio. We'll be right back after this break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and thank you for joining us. This is our final segment. Engineer, do we have anybody on the line right now? Okay, so we're the deck's clear, folks, and we're free to wind out the show here. We just have a couple minutes left. Paul Fromm and I, George is with us tonight. We're going to have a lot to say about Huntsville and about Montgomery, what happened last night in Montgomery, the debate and the Sarah Palin, Sebastian Gorka appearance in Montgomery, Alabama. But Paul, my wrap on this is I think this has turned out very well. sometimes boring and a dud can be a big success. Tonight's speech in his rally in Huntsville, Paul, was a dud. And Alabama, and of course, you know, Alabamians or Southerners, they're very polite people. So they have very polite ways of telling you very forcefully that they don't like what you're doing. So they might say, well, any of you that have friends in the South know how this happens. And he got that tonight. Those Alabamians in that crowd were saying to President Trump, and he was getting it. You could see it on his face. We want Roy Moore. We want this outsider. We want this politically incorrect guy just like you. And, you know, this took some real guts. This, Paul, I'll tell you something else I'm impressed with. Boy, am I, it's just hitting me right now. The best news of the night, our movement has brains. In other words, they're able to,
yes.
the people in our movement, Paul, are able, they're very smart, and they're able to act as a group with intelligence. You know, it's not a mob. It's not a bunch of people going in all different directions. It's a team. Our family, our white family, is functioning on the Trump train, is functioning as a team with a lot of coherence. And what happened tonight, what's happened in this election, is the colonels, Sarah Palin, these are the colonels, Sarah Palin and Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity, they called it right. The general got it wrong, which is like what happened to Gettysburg when Robert E. Lee himself made the wrong call and sent Pickett into the Union artillery and center catastrophically. Longstreet knew it was a mistake. Pickett knew it was a mistake. He followed the order anyway. And so the colonels and the other generals, they knew this was a mistake endorsing Luther Strange. And so Donald Trump feels like Robert E. Lee. Well, of course, it's not a very good comparison there because of the tragedy of Gettysburg, all those dead men. But nevertheless, this is a good experience for Donald Trump. And it's a good experience for our movement to sort of stretch its wings, Paul, and for the first time fly on its own. Your reaction, Paul?
Yes, and let's hope this rally is tonight that this embarrassment is something that Donald Trump will learn from and will turn around.
Folks, I can't wait till Sunday. We'll see you next on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll be very close to the election then. And we'll probably have some new polls showing Roy Moore ahead. There'll be a lot to cheer on Sunday. Please join us. We'll see you then. Thank you, Paul, for being here. So long, folks.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.